The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, Christian Worship Hymn 552. The fourth Sunday of Easter is also known as Good Shepherd Sunday, especially because of the appointed gospel reading from John 10, the Good Shepherd chapter. The appointed psalm for the day is Psalm 23, the Good Shepherd Psalm. This hymn is what is known as a paraphrase. The author, Henry W. Baker, simply restates Psalm 23 in his own words. With that in mind, we will read the verse of Psalm 23 as is stated in the Bible, the Evangelical Heritage Version, or EHV, followed by the corresponding hymn verse, and then we will meditate on it. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Hymn verse number 1. The King of Love my shepherd is, whose goodness fails me never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. The picture of the shepherd is timeless. From David's time in about 1000 BC to the time of Jesus to today, people know what a shepherd is. It is someone who takes care of sheep. The shepherd, no matter what era of history we are talking about, is responsible for all the needs of the sheep. The Christian shepherd is the Lord. It is Jesus. As the King of Love, he is our good shepherd. He takes responsibility for all the needs of us, his sheep. He cares for us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. While earthly shepherds sometimes fail in their responsibilities to care for their sheep, our good shepherd never fails to take care of us. He addresses every need. While the good shepherd takes care of his flock as a whole, he takes care of each one of us individually. Yes, he takes care of me. The Lord is my shepherd. Remember the personal relationship you have with him. Psalm 23, verse 2. He causes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Hymn verse 2. Where streams of living water flow, my Savior gently leads me, and where the verdant pastures grow, with food celestial feeds me. Food and water are essentials. Sheep need to graze and drink life-sustaining water. Shepherds will ensure their sheep have these things. The good shepherd is no different. He provides you with those things that are necessary to nourish and sustain you. He gives you the life-giving and life-sustaining water of his word. Psalm 46 reminds you what this water does. There is a river, its streams bring joy to the city of God. Joy comes from knowing that you have a Savior who loves you and forgives you, a Savior who lived and died for you. Luther's large catechism connects the pasture where the shepherd brings us to the Lord's Supper. The sacrament is given as a daily pasture and sustenance that faith may refresh and strengthen itself so that it will not fall back in such a battle, but become ever stronger and stronger. The new life must be guided so that it continually increases and progresses. Psalm 23, verse 3. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hymn verse 3. Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. Just before this hymn's author, Henry Baker, died on February 12, 1877, the last words that were heard uttered from his lips were the words of this hymn verse. He took solace in the fact that even though he often strayed away from God to the pursuits of this sinful world, he had a good shepherd that restored him, putting him on his shoulders and carrying him back home. The Lord restored you by laying down his life for you. He puts you on his shoulders and back on his path, the path of righteousness, and faithfully brings you back to that path when you stray. Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Hymn, verse 4. In death's dark veil, I fear no ill with you, dear Lord, beside me. Your rod and staff, my comfort still, your cross before to guide me. What causes you to be afraid? Being alone? Sitting in a dentist's chair or lying on an operating table? The thought of death? Whatever it might be, the Good Shepherd is there to comfort you. He comforts you with his rod and his staff. The rod was a club the shepherd would use to fend off predators that would try to harm the sheep. The staff was the shepherd's walking stick he would use for sheep who would get out of line so they wouldn't hurt themselves. The Lord protects you, his sheep, by fending off enemies and keeping you from danger, delivering you from evil. It is the cross of Christ which reminds you that he has destroyed the power any evil had over you. Psalm 23, verse 5. You set a table for me in the presence of my foes. You drench my head with oil. My cup is overflowing. Hymn, verse 5. You spread a table in my sight, a banquet here bestowing. Your oil of welcome, my delight, my cup is overflowing. When you go to a worship service, the Lord is bringing you to a banquet. There you are reminded that you are God's own child. There you receive the reassuring words that your sins are forgiven. There you hear his word from four different parts of the Bible, the three readings and the psalm. There you receive more reassurance of forgiveness when you receive the body and blood of Christ in Holy Communion. Just before you leave, you are sent out with the Lord's blessing. No, this isn't a simple meal. It's a feast. At this feast, the Lord drenches your head with oil. When this psalm was written, a guest at a banquet would have scented olive oil poured over his or her head to show that the guest was welcome. The oil was also carried by shepherds and would act like a lotion, soothing the skin. At the Good Shepherd's feast, he soothes you with his gospel promises, making you always feel welcome in his presence. Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Hymn, verse 6. And so through all the length of days, your goodness fails me never. Good Shepherd, may I sing your praise within your house forever. Shepherds and sheep come and go. Their relationships only last for so long. Once death strikes the shepherd or the sheep, the relationship is ended. Not so with a good shepherd. The relationship he creates and strengthens is a relationship that will never end. Why is this true? Because your good shepherd is constantly pursuing you. As long as you live, he showers you with his goodness and mercy, assuring you that you are his own, that you belong in his house. And not even death will end the relationship. The good shepherd already died and came to life again to ensure you that the relationship you have with him now will continue even after you die, and one day He will even raise your body from the dead so that you can praise him forever in heaven.